Okay, have you ever caught your cat just, staring, like really staring into nothing at a blank wall?
Oh, yeah. Or the classic 3 a.m. zoomies across the room.
Exactly. For no reason you can figure out. And that slow blink they do sometimes, it feels knowing almost.
Like they're pondering the universe or maybe just your questionable life choices.
Right. Well, today we're diving deep into something called the feline hypothesis. And let me tell you, it suggests those little quirks might point to something, well, a lot stranger, maybe even unbelievable.
It's kind of fascinating how those everyday cat moments have actually sparked some pretty unconventional research lines.
Totally. So welcome, everyone. We've gathered a really eclectic mix of sources for this deep dive. We're talking scientific papers that bend your brain a bit, leaked government docs, some genuinely weird archaeological finds.
And even some, let's say, cosmically inclined firsthand accounts.
Yeah, exactly. And look, we know this might sound out there,
Yeah.
cats and cosmic conspiracies.
A reasonable first reaction, definitely.
But our mission here is just to unpack what these sources actually say. We want to pull out the most interesting, maybe the most compelling bits for you. Think of it as a shortcut to a very different way of looking at your cat.
We're aiming to connect the dots, or at least lay out the pieces we've found directly from this varied material.
And the material really is varied. We've got neurological studies looking at weird brain activity linked to space signals.
Linguistic analysis that hints at hidden messages in meows.
Reports of cats near sensitive tech sites leaving strange traces.
Ancient artifacts connecting cats to planets and stars.
More on vocalizations, how they react to cosmic background noise, even classified projects.
And this mysterious stuff called whisker dust.
So yeah, quite the collection. Let's try and make sense of it, shall we?
Let's start with some of the science. Dr. Whiskerfield's work, for instance, he focused on a very specific time, 3.07 a.m.
Ah, yes, 3.07 a.m., prime time for cat weirdness.
Yeah.
But Whiskerfield found something more specific.
He did. He identified this state. He called it a REM adjacent trance that cats often enter right around that time.
Okay, so like a special kind of sleep or near sleep?
Sort of. But here's the kicker. This brain state seemed to synchronize with unexplained radio bursts coming from the Pleiades star cluster.
Whoa, wait, their brain synced up with deep space signals.
That's what the correlation suggested. And it gets stranger. He ran this experiment, kind of odd, involving Ethernet cables.
Ethernet cables, like for the internet, hooked up to cats.
Essentially used as a basic antenna, yeah. And when they were connected, the clarity of those incoming Pleiades signals jumped by 11%.
An 11% increase, that's specific. So he thought they might be acting as biological antennas.
That was his hypothesis, that cats might naturally interact with these cosmic signals.
Wow. So when my cat's kneading my stomach at 3 a.m., maybe she's just tuning in. It sounds absolutely bananas. But that 11%.
It's a data point that makes you pause, right? What could they be picking up? Or maybe even sending?
Which kind of leads into the next bit, doesn't it? Professor Pursworth and his Mulexa project.
Huh. Mulexa. Love that name.
Me too. So this guy collected what, 3.2 million cat videos?
An incredible data set. And he applied linguistic analysis techniques to their vocalizations.
And what did Mulexa reveal?
Well, this is where it gets really strange. By slowing down certain meows, like really slowing them down, factor 44 and reversing them, he found recurring patterns.
Okay. Patterns like what?
According to his analysis, patterns that sounded remarkably like the phrase good human, continue simulation.
Get out, good human, continue simulation. Seriously.
That's what the paper claims.
Okay, that's unsettling. Are cats the architects of the matrix, just in encouraging us along? It's a massive leap, obviously.
Of course, but the sheer volume of data and finding that specific phrase structure recurring, it makes you wonder about the complexity of their communication.
Are we just completely missing the boat on what a meow actually means? Could it be way more complex than feed me or pet me?
It certainly opens that door. And if you pair that with the bioantenna idea, well, are they receiving and transmitting?
Right. Okay, let's shift gears a bit away from the labs and into murkier territory.
Yeah.
Leaked documents. Project TIC-NI 1974.
Even the name sounds a bit cheeky, doesn't it? Project TIC-NI.
It does. So this memo talks about observations at Air Force bases during EM testing. Cats kept showing up.
And not just wandering strays. The memo describes them phasing in and out of shadows.
Phasing, like partially invisible.
That's the language used.
Yeah.
And apparently, they were really good at avoiding personnel, especially those with high security clearances.
Okay, that's peak weirdness. And wasn't there something about a paw print?
Yes. One of these elusive cats supposedly left a paw print behind. But the analysis, that was the strange part.
What'd they find? Mud. Dirt.
Traces of tungsten, helium-3, and glitter.
Hold on. Tungsten? Okay, dense metal. Helium-3. Isn't that rare on Earth? Used in fusion research?
Exactly. More common on the moon, theoretically. And then, glitter.
Glitter? Just regular craft glitter?
Yeah.
Inside a secure Air Force facility left by a phasing cat.
The report doesn't specify the type of glitter, but yes. Highly anomalous materials for a paw print.
What does that even mean? Where would a cat pick that up? It's bizarre.
It raises serious questions about where these cats were coming from or what they might have been exposed to, which actually ties into some archaeological finds.
Archaeology. How do ancient finds connect to phasing cats and glitter?
Well, consider this report from the New Cairo Times. An obsidian cat idol found at Saqqara, ancient Egypt.
Okay, lots of cat stuff in ancient Egypt. What was special about this one?
The etchings on it. NASA analysts apparently confirmed they form a precise 3D map of Valles Marineris on Mars.
The giant canyon system on Mars, mapped onto an ancient Egyptian cat statue.
Precisely. And remember Dr. Whiskerfield from the brainwave study?
Yeah.
He reportedly commented on this find, calling it the closest thing to archaeological proof of feline astronavigation.
Astronavigation.
Wow.
So the Egyptians knew something about cats and Mars, or believe they did.
It suggests a connection we've lost. And there's more. British archaeologists found another cat statue about 3,000 years old.
And what was on that one? More Mars maps.
Star maps. Carvings identified as the Pleiades remember the radio bursts and Alpha Centauri.
So, specific star systems carved onto ancient cat figures. First Mars, now star clusters.
It's a recurring theme. Ancient cultures linking cats very specifically to celestial bodies and locations.
Okay, let's pull back for a second. We've got brain waves maybe syncing with space signals. Meows possibly containing complex messages. Cats phasing near military tech leaving weird dust. And ancient statues linking them to Mars and stars.
It feels less like random coincidences and more like pieces of a very strange puzzle, doesn't it? Suggesting some kind of deep ancient link between cats and the cosmos.
A link we're only just starting to maybe possibly glimpse through these weird reports. What was the nature of that connection, you have to wonder?
Indeed. And the modern research gets even more specific. Let's talk about Dr. Snickers Dubois.
Snickers Dubois.
Okay.
What was her angle? I heard something about accordions.
Vintage accordion music, yes. But specifically, she was looking at microtonal shifts in the music, those tiny pitch changes between standard notes.
Right, microtones, so.
She found that the French cats in her study only reacted, like, showed noticeable neurological responses when these microtones perfectly matched frequencies found in the cosmic microwave background radiation.
The CMB, the echo of the Big Bang.
The very same.
They reacted to the sound of the universe's birth, basically. There was that quote attributed to her, wasn't there?
Do you remember the Big Bang? None.
Incredible. That suggests a connection. Wow. Like a fundamental resonance, maybe some kind of encoded memory in their biology.
It's a mind-bending idea. And then you have Dr. Bissom-Callister's work on where cats hang out in cities.
Right, the rooftop congregations, not just random sunbathing spots.
Apparently not. Her research showed these hangouts often corresponded exactly with zones of known satellite uplink interference.
So where signals going up to satellites get disrupted, why would cats gather there?
Her theory involved them using things like aluminum gutters or metal roofing as makeshift antennas.
Antennas again. To do what, though?
Mm-hmm.
Boost the interference. Listen in.
Okay.
And didn't she report something about Morse code?
Yeah, an anecdotal note. But she claimed she observed a tabby cat using its tail to tap out, "We see you," in Morse code.
A tail-tapping tabby sending messages. Okay.
Oh.
File that under highly speculative but intriguing.
Agreed. But then Dr. McAllister's story takes a turn. She left her university position rather suddenly.
Yeah, the Global Science Syndicate reported on that. What happened?
It sounds dramatic. Security footage showed her leaving in a hurry with a calico cat. Soon after, 37 other lab cats vanished.
Vanished, just gone.
Gone, leaving behind only a circle made of bottle caps.
Bottle caps? Why bottle caps?
No explanation given. And McAllister reportedly claimed a calibration laser in her lab, which happened to be aligned with Orion's belt, was the signal they were waiting for.
This sounds like a sci-fi plot. A signal from Orion, vanishing cats, bottle cap circles. And what about Dubois? There was that internal memo too, right?
Yes, describing her as highly unstable but effective, and noting her data looked weirdly similar to encrypted diplomatic cables.
Encrypted messages. From cat reactions to accordion music.
Apparently. Yeah. And the memo included that bizarre instruction, Keep her away from coffee machines and the Vatican.
Okay, the Vatican? What's that about? It definitely suggests their work, however strange, was touching on something sensitive.
Something that made people nervous, perhaps. Which brings us to some of the more classified stuff. Project Panther.
Ah, the CIA's attempt to weaponize cats. Acoustic Kitty.
Which was famously a failure, operationally speaking. But the declassified files mention more than just cats wandering off.
Why not?
The feline agents would ignore targets and instead just stare intently into what looked like empty space.
Staring at walls again, but on CIA time.
Pretty much. And reports of them just vanishing from secure areas without a trace, no alarms triggered.
Vanishing. That keeps coming up.
It does. And one memo includes this line, pretty stunning for the CIA. These animals may possess an awareness or perception beyond human understanding.
Wow. Admission of defeat or something more. Then there was that thesis from Oslo University, cats as an observer species.
Dr. Bloom's idea, yeah. Suggesting cats aren't like dogs, seeking interaction. They primarily observe, watch, gather data.
Like SIBO spies, but naturally inclined that way.
Potentially. The thesis draws parallels to hypothetical extraterrestrial watcher species whose job might just be data collection. Maybe cats are biologically suited for that role here.
Observing humanity. And what about the tech blog thing? Cats loving laptops.
Not just for the warmth, apparently. The idea is they might be drawn to the magnetic harmonics our devices give off.
Magnetic harmonics.
Subtle energy fields. Mm-hmm. And the speculation was they might even use these fields to somehow boost signal range.
Boost their signal range. Like using our Wi-Fi routers as amplifiers for their own whatever they're doing.
It fits the pattern, doesn't it? Interacting with signals, technology, and then you get into the really fringe stuff, UFO witness accounts.
Okay, now we're really out there. What kind of accounts?
One specific testimony describes someone claiming a telepathic link with their cat.
Telepathy. With a cat?
Yes. And during this link, they supposedly received images, Earth seen from space, and visions of other cats inside pods.
Cats in pods in space. Okay, yeah, that's definitely fringe. But given everything else.
It adds another piece to the what-if pile. And don't forget that Joint Forces memo. Anomalous tracking near Air Force bases again.
What did they find this time? More phasing.
Thermal imaging reportedly caught a cat flickering, like momentarily winking out of existence on the thermal scan, then reappearing.
Flickering? How do you explain that biologically?
You probably don't. The memo's conclusion was telling. Further observation recommended, do not engage.
Basically, we see this weirdness, we don't understand it, maybe don't poke the flickering cat.
Seems like it. Which finally brings us back to that mysterious substance, whisker dust.
Right. The Paris Catacombs surveillance dossier mentioned it. Electromagnetic anomalies, satellite interference down there.
Cats gathering in circles, and traces of glitter found.
Glitter again, it's like their calling card. And wasn't there a Morse code message in the catacombs, too?
Detected from a caller, apparently. Restas Curiex.
Stay curious. That feels pointed, like a message to the observers.
It does. And there's that quote from Dr. Bitz McAllister, possibly related to this. It's not a new species. It's an ancient intelligence, and it wears whiskers.
An ancient intelligence. That reframes everything, doesn't it? Not just weird animals, but something else. Something old.
Exactly. And the Project Hokati and IP memos give us the composition of this whisker dust.
Let me guess. Tungsten?
Helium-3.
And glitter.
And glitter, the trifecta. And apparently, LT and Kroll, Phipps wanted to weaponize it. Codename Glitterfield.
Weaponize glitter dust. For tracking. Disruption.
That seemed to be the idea. But Dr. Markov strongly objected. Remember his quote?
Oh, yeah. We are not turning cosmic Skarkle into a weapon. This is not Stargate Command. Fantastic.
It really highlights how extraordinary this substance was considered. And then Incident 7B from that same project.
What happened there?
A cat just appeared inside a sealed electromagnetic test chamber right at 3.07 a.m.
3.07 a.m. again. And did it leave anything behind?
The signature residue, tungsten, helium-3, glitter, then it vanished.
Appeared, left the weird dust, disappeared. All inside a sealed EM chamber.
And the official designation given to whatever this was, non-terrestrial observer.
Non-terrestrial observer, yeah. NTO. Wow, they actually put that in writing.
Seems they felt they had little other explanation. It's just beings operating outside our normal physics, leaving a very specific marker.
Okay, so We've gone from weird catnaps to potentially interdimensional glitter-shedding entities linked to ancient star maps and possibly communicating complex ideas. That was a lot.
It's definitely a wild ride through these sources, but what stands out is the convergence, the recurring themes, the specific time, the strange materials, the connection to space, the hints of advanced communication or perception.
It all sounds utterly unbelievable, taken piece by piece, but when you lay it all out, it paints a picture, doesn't it? Even if that picture is deeply weird.
It certainly challenges the conventional view of the domestic cat.
So the big question then for everyone listening, after hearing all this deep dive into the, well, the fringes of feline research.
Yeah.
How do you look at your own cat now?
That stare into space, the midnight crazies, that slow blink. Could it be more than just, you know, cat stuff?
Could there be something else going on behind those inscrutable eyes? A connection we just don't grasp.
Are they just our furry companions? Or are they silent observers? Maybe subtle communicators? Or something more?
Maybe that purr vibrating on your lap isn't just contentment. Maybe it's tuning into something else, something bigger, more ancient, more cosmic.
Perhaps they are witnesses or even participants in a reality far grander and stranger than we imagine.
So keep watching your cat. Stay curious, as the caller said. And maybe keep an eye out for unexplained glitter. You never know.